today's episode, we talk about why everything is going to shit, and we talk about other things. We talk about my beard and also this podcast was interrupted by my nephew, so at the end, so it's split into two parts. So sorry for that. Apologize. Other than that, this should be a good episode. So here it is, episode 29. Enjoy. What are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. What are you talking about? Okay. Community.com. It's a scam. Just another website. Another way for people to funnel their people to buy their shit. I know. You know. Anyway, it's another episode of the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. I'm Kid Rainbows, the guy that makes this podcast. This is 29, episode 29, on our way to 30. Sitting here in the morning, drinking coffee, feeling weird. Let's see. I am exhausted. I didn't know I was going to record a podcast. I'm trying my best to keep up with this stuff. It seems like every time I wake up, I have a headache. And it sucks. This is the my only day off to do this podcast, and feel like shit. You wake up to feel like shit to do the podcast. I'm not gonna have any good content. So I don't know. Yesterday I was feeling kind of pumped to do the podcast. Had some stuff to talk about. Now my mind's a blank. I don't know what to talk about. I don't really want to talk about what's going on in simulation, but I don't want to talk about this stuff. Drink my coffee. Just some generic coffee I bought from the store. It's not that good. Called Seattle's Best. Speaking of Seattle, ooh, don't want to go there. Leave me out of this. Leave me out of it. 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 It says the world is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end. Life update. I really need to shave. My beard is really coming, looking like Wolfman. Been bad, but this is like really bad. I need to do something with this beard. Anyone knows how to trim a beard? Shoot me an email or leave a message on this podcast. I need something done to this. I can't do it myself. I don't want to mess it up. So I kind of want to keep the beard because it's like, this is as big as it's been. I don't know, maybe because it's just working to death, not doing anything else but going to work, stressing. I took a real beating last night at work. And it's only my fault because I should have quit that job a long time ago. Here we are. With a freaking headache. I'm off day. I didn't make any music this week, so it was like, it's gonna be some old music on this podcast, I don't know. I think I'm gonna be doing this posting a lot of memes. That's it. Memeing this week. Meme it in. Not phone it in, meme it in. That's what we do on the internets. You might think I'm talking crazy right now because I'm not making any sense, but I'm making sense. The young people know what I'm talking about. But it's going it's really crazy, and it's really crazy in Seattle right now. It's like anarchy of the prisoners take over the asylum. Well, actually the protesters taking over the asylum. Excuse me. Which would be a good thing or a bad thing. Want to defund the police? This is what you're going to get. I don't know. Not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing because I really don't know. I also don't know the people in Seattle. I don't know. How they maneuver, how they work, what's their angle? Do they have an angle? I don't know. That's like conspiracy theories. And the way I'm talking right now. The Fly Blood Spike Lee joint. It's only on Netflix. Dave Chappelle put out a special on YouTube. I didn't watch it yet. But I heard it was dope. And short. I stand with Tucker Carlson. Okay, why would you do that? Paul Heyman was let go of his Raw creative process. Whatever he's doing with Raw. And Raw's gonna be ran by Bruce Pritchard, who's gonna be running Raw and SmackDown. So just for all my wrestling fans who watch wrestling, which probably is none of them. My opinion on this is gonna suck. We got people in the next room making TikToks and doing all the crazy stuff for no reason. Just like this podcast is being made for no reason. My thoughts on that. We don't know. Like I say, AEW wrestling is working through with no audience. They're doing a good job. WWE, they're struggling. They're getting better, but I don't know. But having one person write both shows is gonna make this better. I think it's It's gonna make the product worse. Hold on, you guys. I'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Someone was ruining my vibe. So what happens when you stay with other people? You don't want to stay with other people. You want to just live by yourself. Me, I'm an introvert. I don't go outside. I don't bother nobody. I stay to myself. I'm a Libra. I stay out the way. I'm thinking about moving by myself. It's like, it's a goal. But where? Downtown? In a loft? Out here where I stay at? In racist land? In one of those luxury apartments? It's one of my goals. I'm thinking ahead. I was talking about wrestling. I think like having one writer write both, produce both shows, or whatever. A producer both shows is gonna water down the product and stretch it. Less. Who knows? It could be better if you have someone having. Having other people input on whatever ideas for the show. We don't know. I don't know. It's talking crazy. Just waking up. Melania Trump, she did what? A new book reveals Melania Trump was using her delayed arrival to the White House as leverage for renegotiating her prenuptial agreement with Trump. What? Okay. So it appears that Melania Trump is a better deal maker than Trump. Of course she is. She's probably way smarter than Trump. Oh man, okay. Yeah, I do want to talk about something. The Jeffrey Epstein documentary. That's some fucked up shit, man. watched the whole thing, even though it was so gross. I just couldn't help it. It was so good. It was just fucked up. It has to be something going on with the Clintons and who else? That one guy that was in the movie. I believe he did have some on the Clintons. Somebody need to look into that. Make a whole nother documentary about the Clintons and Jeffrey Epstein. That'll be some good content right there. But yeah, I don't. And all the women that do rape, man, girls are so young. But the fucked up part about it was they kept, some of the girls kept coming back. Money make you do some crazy things. $200. I don't know. The dude, he lived a playboy lifestyle. Like, house everywhere. But his lifestyle. I was mesmerized by his lifestyle and took advantage of him. Quite frankly, I think that's some fucked up shit. I have to think of how many other wealthy people that you don't know understand these gated communities and doing things to kids, you don't fucking know. It's like all the rich people always covering up some murders and fucked up shit. We don't know about. He was people that when he was staying in his Florida mansion, they didn't, his neighbors didn't even know what the fuck he was doing. It was just crazy. It's basically like I can get purchase some lot of land just for me to rape people there. I don't. It's not funny, but that's just, it's the way capitalism works, I guess. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Just interrupted by my nephew. Recording the podcast and you just came in anyway. I don't want you on my podcast, man. You don't have nothing to talk about. I want to talk about TikTok influencers right now. It's kind of funny that this young generation is going to be the generation to stop racism, hopefully. It's parenting. Either they're going to stop racism or they're going to create a race war. I don't know, we're kind of going in both territories, I don't know. Sisson is going to be far right or forming these groups right now that's going to come for the protesters and gonna have an all-out war. They ain't gonna have no choice but to pick a side, but you shouldn't have to pick a side. But obviously one side is good, one side is fucking stupid, but you're gonna have to pick a side. And it's gonna be all out anarchy of chaos and it's gonna be messed up, man. It's not looking good. Looks like your president is not making it any better. He's just dividing everything. He's all about law and order. Lock up the protesters. You're supposed to be locking up the people that killed George Floyd, man. It's just stuck with that narrative. Wouldn't be where we are today. I'm not saying that we'd be in a better place, but you would be in a better place of getting your ass reelected or whatever you're trying to do. With this presidency you have, which is going down the drain by the second. And I don't want to talk about this shit, man. It's just so annoying. All I know is 2024. Talking about Donald Trump Jr. is running for president. Oh boy. Gonna let this Trumpism continue all out to this, to the world blows up, being too hot, overheated. This is a problem. We have the far left and the far right. We need to get back into the center of things and go back to the center. You go back to the center, you agree on more. You agree on a more, mature adult level. You're at the far right and the far left. You're not agreeing to shit. You're sticking to your guns. You don't want to budge, and shit getting done. To see the economy is tanking. Even though we create 2 million jobs, that doesn't mean shit. People are still losing their fucking jobs. We got the corona surging back up again. And all we're doing is thinking about what's on the left, far left, what's on the far right. That's all we're thinking about. Shit getting done. And that's where we at. Blah, blah, blah. This side did this. This side ain't doing this. This side, man, shut the fuck up. We need to come together. Once, all these crises we have right now, they're like, we ain't no crisis. This is whatever. I'm watching everything. I don't know. There's people that ain't wearing no mask, just going outside like it's nothing. The numbers are spiking up from cases of people. It says it's gonna be like 100,000 people gonna die this summer. Ain't nobody cares. I mean, I care. I'm not trying to get sick. I'm still taking my vitamin D. I'm not trying to get sick. probably going to get sick. I'm not trying to freaking die. Not because of this corona shit. It's, I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, they did it again. I guess you probably know about that. Celebrities made another PSA video talking about racism. So cringe. They stop doing this shit. That's another thing with the left. We need to get rid of celebrities out of politics. We don't need that messing things. They're making things worse. I don't know. Need them to speak for us. I don't even know if I'm a Democrat no more. It's just, it's insane. I don't know what I am. I'm so confused. I don't know. I'm just independent, man. Independent left. I got some conservative views of, as far as like our budget and stuff like that. Carrying guns. I believe you should carry, have the right to carry guns. What's I saying? I don't know, I'm lost. I got lost again. Man. See what they did to J.K. Rowling. She came out. Especially for trans people, even though she said, I don't know, she thinks, well, something about her body counts her, try to, I don't know. What are your thoughts on cancel culture? Have you gone too far now? Just canceling people for no reason? Or for you canceling people for the dumbest reasons now? Because what a person believes in, you gotta cancel them. We're gonna go back 20 years, find somebody that said something that they don't agree with now, we're gonna cancel them. How about we're gonna, you should acknowledge them or help them? I don't know, it's just insane, man. We have lost our minds. We've lost our minds, y'all. We can't come to an agreement on anything. I don't know. Just making me think about when I was younger, the way I looked at white people, it's starting to make me look at white people like that again. Like, are you guys that entitled? I don't know. Are you aware of your privilege, the things you have? I'm not saying it's not most white people's fault that they don't. They're not aware of this, what you guys have. I mean, this is so weird. I don't know. A few of my black listeners, like, you work, whatever you worked at with a white, work with a white person, and try to tell them something, no matter how right you feel that you're right about whatever you're talking about, they just want to acknowledge it for anything. Like, I don't know, they want to acknowledge the problem, or they feel as though they have the right to not acknowledge the problem or address the situation at all.
I've noticed this working with people, white people. And it's just weird that they, you guys think like that. I don't know. Where's that coming from? Because if a black person does something like that, we're wrong, it's our fault. And like the lady, the Karen lady, she called the police on the dude. She like wouldn't acknowledge, like, while he was telling her, she just, I'm scared, I'm gonna call police. Where's that coming from? Where's that thinking come from? I don't know. Oops, dropped something on the floor. But what does that thinking come from? My white listeners, I don't know. I have any white listeners, so. Guess that's my take on racism for today. I don't know. Trying to see what's trending. It's not necessarily to talk about everything. It's about racism, canceled culture. I don't really care. Try to cancel Ice Cube this week. That was because he posted a anti-Semitic cube thing, which triggered everybody. He was like, I don't know if I can talk, be listening to you anymore. I didn't even know why Ice Cube put that on his Twitter or whatever. He didn't get a chance to explain himself. But try to cancel him. I just believe you can't cancel Ice Cube. He's like a person you can't cancel. It's done so much. You made Friday, man. You can't cancel Ice Cube. You made Friday. Funniest movie of all time. One of the funniest movies of all time. I don't know what's the funniest movie of all time? Dumb and Dumber. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That's up there. We'll see. What is 6ix9ine made of? Song with Nicki Minaj that I didn't listen to, about to listen to. You guys listen to it. I don't know. Amazing that people are still working with the Kaji 6ix9ine. we're living in right now, with Arrow. I don't want to talk about that either. I'm looking at this video, it looks very colorful. So I guess he recorded this video at this house. Is he like one of the biggest rappers we have right now, Tekashi 6ix9ine? This is strange. You got Griselda making all this good music and they can't get any promotion from these stupid outlets. We have Tekashi 6ix9ine all on our timelines about seeing Nicki Minaj fucking this video. I gotta turn that off.
This was a mad donut. Look.
Dude, what do you want?
That was in my donut. It's a black thing.
Let's show it to your granny. Get it out of my face. Get out of my room. I'm trying to record this podcast.
It was a bug.
Okay, why are you gonna throw it on my floor?
I didn't throw it on the floor. I just threw it on my hand. I'm not eating Dunkin' Donuts ever again.
Why didn't you show it to your granny? That was stupid. You could have took it up.
I didn't tell her that it was a bug.
Okay, that's great. You like, get out. Apparently it was a bug in my nephew's donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. It's a long story behind that. I don't want to talk about it. Probably on another episode. On that note, I guess this podcast is over with because that was just, he's completely ruined about this whole episode. So, next time, you guys, I'm gonna hit the music. Don't know what it's gonna be. But, it's the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. Alright, hit the music. Your queefs.